Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kansubire tugende mu kirala.
Expect we go
to something. Obudde bwaffe busigaddeyo.
Let's use our remaining time.
Nga ssaawa emu n'eddakiika kumi.
Tuzikozese bulungi. 1 hour and 10 minutes. 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tusobole okulabika nga tweyongera okufuna omusana mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Move on, get light in the journey of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus so
much. Lugendo lw'eggulu.
The journey of heaven.
Gye tweyongedde.
Is what we are heading to.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
By name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Muli nnyo lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwebale kwewaayo okutegeera Katonda.
Thank you for committing yourself to understand God.
Kwongera okumumanyira ddala.
Continue to understand, know Him.
Funa omusana.
To get the light.
Ogw'ekigambo kye.
Of His words.
Tugenda kweyongera mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
We're moving on with the journey of heaven.
Lwata mu Bible okumala emyaka musanvu.
Through the Bible for 7 years.
Kuva 2005 mpaka 2011.
2005 to 2011. And the journey of heaven.
Lutumulisiza wa gye twavira gye tudda.
Lightens us where we came from and where we're going back.
Nga wa Filipi 3:22 bwe tugamba.
Philippians 3:20 tells us.
Tutali waffe mu ggulu.
That our home is in heaven.
Gye tulindira omulokozi waffe.
We await our Savior from there.
Kale olugendo olugezaako tulaga engeri gye twajja ku nsi.
Janet Ray show us how we came on this world and how we can go back home.
Kubanga tulira mutemisewo ekisooka esule y'omukaaga.
In 1 Timothy 6.
Onyoro musanvu.
Verse 7.
Nga tetwaleeta kyonna kimu ku nsi.
We brought nothing on this world.
Tete tuliddayo n'ekimu.
And we shall go back with nothing.
Lwatamulira mu Bayibuli.
Through the Bible.
Okukakasa teri kutoola mu newankubadde okwongeramu.
To prove there is no adding neither subtracting from the word.
Newankubadde okunyola ekigambo kya Katonda.
Distort the word of God.
Wabula okubuulira kiragiro ku kiragiro.
To preach command by command.
Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
Scripture by scripture.
Wano kano wali Katonda.
Here a little and there a little.
Okugamba nti watamulira mu Bayibuli.
Is to say it was moved through the Bible.
Kale okugamba nti kitabo kya kujjukiza.
Is to say it's a book of remembrance.
Tukujjukiza biki ebiri mu Bayibuli.
We remind you what's in the Bible.
Era ng'emyaka musanvu.
And the 7 years.
Tugenda maaso tulaga omwoyo mutukuvu mu bujjuvu.
They move on to show the Holy Spirit in the fullness. And they are the 7 spirits of the Lord. And this spirit
is
the one who gathered this book, the Bible. He worked with the groups of the 7 angels.
It's
the same time
he spearheaded
the journey together with the holy angels. And he moved on to reveal us.
Moved
from the planet where we are.
Tuolekera omulyango gw'eggulu.
And we headed the door of heaven.
Tuyingira mu ggulu eryasooka okutondebwa.
And we entered the first way that heaven.
Erimu ekibuga kya Katonda.
Where there is the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Eyo nno gye twajjira mu kibuga kino mu masekkati gaakyo.
There is where we got the center of this city.
Ne tuyingira okulaba bakerubi ababiri.
We entered to see the 2 cherubims.
Masekkati gaabwe.
In the midst of them.
Ntebe y'ekisa.
The master seat.
Sanduuko y'amateeka.
The ark of the covenant.
N'ekyoto kya zaabu kya Mukama.
And the golden altar of God.
Ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira.
Where the lake of fire begins from.
Ekino nno kyatusindikiriza okulaba ebintu bingi.
This moved us on to see many things.
Mwe tulabira okudda kwa Mukama okw'okubiri.
Where we saw the second coming of the Lord.
Tuzuukira okw'okubiri.
The second resurrection.
Rapture n'omusango.
The rapture and judgment.
Kale mu bino tulabye ebintu ebirala bingi nnyo.
And we saw many other things.
Tulabye Amagedoni ekiwonvu ekyo.
We saw the valley of Amagedon.
Eggulu we liribeera nga lyereere.
Where the heaven will be empty.
Temuli munyeenye.
And there is no star there.
Temuli nsi.
There is no planet.
Wabula ddungu lyereere.
But an empty desert.
Kyatuviirako okulaba Gogi ne Magogi.
It caused us to see Gog and Magog.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so
nga
much.
Mwe muli amajega ba Satani.
And in here are the armies of the devils.
Ye bali enze okutwala mu kiwonvu kiri.
Where they are waiting to take them in the valley of Amagedon.
Okulwanisa Katonda.
To fight the Lord.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
That's the Lord Jesus.
Onaku lwagenda
okutta. One day he will come back.
Naye nga twetegereza nnyo Gogi ono.
But we look so much at Gog.
Emanyiddwa ng'ensi kwe tuli.
Which is known as the planet where we are.
Tulaba ekifonga underground.
And we saw places in it as underground.
Ne wansi mu nyanja.
And under the ocean.
Yetwalaba amajega abasitaani agenjawo.
We saw different armies of the devils.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Tukomawo ku lukalu lwa Feruno.
We came back on our dry land.
Tuli mu Gogi.
Still in Gog.
Emanyiddwa ng'ensi kwe tuli.
Known as the planet where we are.
Otwajja ku lukalu luno.
When we came on the dry land.
Tulaba ekifo ekirala ekiterekeddwamu amajega sitaani.
So another place that put the armies of the devil.
Ekimanyiddwa nga ensi ekizikiza.
Known as the world of darkness.
Ensi eno kwe tuli.
The planet where we are.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abantu abakumiddwa mu butamanya gye baava ne gye badda.
People kept in ignorance, not knowing where they came and where they go back.
N'obutamanya Katonda omu w'amazima.
Not knowing the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
And Christ Jesus is saying.
Singa tunamaliriza Gogi ono.
If we finish Gog,
tugenda Magogi.
We are going to go to Magog.
Wabweru w'ensi.
Outside planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we shall wind up. What's within the world of darkness? The dry land we are moving by. Or on the island. But people
only
have been made to move into darkness. Not knowing where they came from and where they are going. And we're still moving on.
We
reached to see how darkness totally moved on to enter a man who was born in this world. It's the heading we are studying. That darkness, the devil put concerning the garden, the garden of God, and what happened, that darkness has been taken away and people are to go back, that they get back the garden of God. With so much in that heading,
yes,
praise Jesus. And we knew where the right place the garden is, what sign proving where the garden is, all that we've been saying that. And we reach to see what kind of death Adam died. What tree did they eat of? What fruits?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But even today, we are going to take away darkness from the death which happened in the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What rightful death?
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the world of darkness, the death of the body is what happened. That's wrong.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For they who get born again, we find ourselves, we experience that death. And yet would have gotten saved from it. The death of getting from the body. In reality, it is called sleeping. That the body is sleeping. In the real spiritual of the right life, when the body of someone falls and they have checked out, it's not called death. It's called the body is sleeping.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why they say Lazarus is sleeping. The other says dead. Jesus says he is sleeping.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we were not able to understand whether it was the death we die now or the other spiritual death of being taken off the body of heaven. Even today, want that darkness to get out, understand what death happened, and if that death happened, can we still live? And we go back to that garden. What do we need?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me expect you're going to get more that light.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When we begin, Bible speaks in Matthew 8:21-22. Our master speaks like this.
Matayo sura ya 8 olunyolwa bilimu olumu. Omuyigirizwa omulala namugamba nti mukama wange soko ndeke ngende nziike kitange. Naye Yesu namugamba nti yita nange. Leka abafu baziike abafu baabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kama afa Yesu bwatuka ku nsi kuno.
When Jesus reached this world,
aleeta omusana guno.
He brings this light.
Ng'agamba.
And he says,
nti abaali batwala omulambo.
They were taking a dead body.
N'omulambo.
Even the dead body.
Bonna baali bafu.
Both of them were dead.
How
can you think of this? What exactly happened in the garden? For the command that says, the day they will touch of the tree, they will surely die.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Lord Jesus says, ever since people were chased from the garden, everything which was born again is dead.
Or
you see it moving, but died long time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he has said,
let
the dead go bury their own dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The truth is,
they
people who are moving on this world, are they living or they are dead?
era bwe babaafa baafuwadde
if they died when did they die
lwaki mukama afa atuga abazaliwo omulundi ogwokubiri
why is Jesus telling them to get born again
ng'asinziira mu Yokaani sura
y'okusatu when he bases in John 3
kubanga ayogera nti omutazali omulundi gwakubiri
if you don't get born again
temugenda sikira bwakabaka bwa katonda
inherit the kingdom of God
kati wuliriza
now listen
ekizibu ekyatubaako
the problem which happened no lwaki
bwe tugamba abantu bazaliwo omulundi ogwokubiri nakyo tebakitegeera
even today we tell people to get born again they don't understand
era bagamba gwe tuzaliwo ebikyebyo
byoyogera say we get born of what are you speaking of
yetwabaaki
And what happened to God? Have you seen us dead? We are living.
But
reality in reality. People don't know that death happened on us.
Adam brought
this death of sleeping.
And
the body is slept and
falling. Adam brought a
serious problem upon
us
of that death.
As Jesus comes
and says, no.
You two who are
moving are dead bodies.
Even
the one you're taking to bury is a dead body.
Kati muliriza ekizibu ekyo.
Listen that problem.
Era ekkanisa tuleese musana ky'okumulisa.
As church, what light are we bringing to lighten?
Mulubereberye.
In Genesis.
Esule n'eyokusatu.
Genesis chapter 3.
No, katandike eyokubiri.
Let's begin from chapter 2.
Oyonyole kumi n'omukaaga.
Verse 16.
Ayogera nga agamba bwati.
He speaks saying this.
Lubereberye sula ya kubiri onyirwa kumi na mukaaga.
Genesis 2 verse 16.
Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu. N'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omu lusuku olyangako nga bw'onooyagalanga. Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako. Kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
Owulidde ekiragiro bwe kyali.
Olunaku
lw'oligulyako.
Tolirema
kufa.
Yesu
yeebazibwe.
Naye
tugenda kwetegereza.
Adamu. Adam,
omuti ogwo ddala bagukwatako.
He touched the tree.
N'okulya balya.
And eating the eight.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira.
Like we first heard.
Kubanga twannyonnyola baali abatya abantu
abatya. Explain how they ate, how they touched.
Yesu
yebazibwe. Praise Jesus.
Bino twabitegeera ku mulundi oguwedde.
Understood that sometime.
Naye bw'abanga Katonda yali yeerayiridde n'agamba.
God had vowed and said.
Ndi omuligukwatako temulirema kufa.
When he will touch it, he'll surely die.
Jjukira Katonda bw'amala okwerayirira.
Remember when God swears.
Yeejjusa.
He never regrets about that.
He doesn't swear
in any other person.
That
I swear heaven. He swears by himself.
No one
else will swear through. Is above him in authority that will swear through that.
Naye kasamu gamba tolirema kufa.
You will surely die.
Katonda abamaze okwerayirira.
God has swore by himself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye mazima.
But truly,
Adam yagoba mulusuku ng'afudde oba nga nedda.
Adam was just from the garden while dead or not.
Amafu Yesu kyava nyonyodde n'agamba.
Jesus explains and says.
Matayo 8:21-22.
Tino
leka n'abafu bagende bazike bafu
bannaabo. They dead go bury their own dead.
Ekituufu tugenda okuba mulusuku nga mazima tufudde.
We are just from the garden while we are dying.
Naye ng'okufa tetukutegedde.
We are not understood how we are dying.
Era n'okutuuka olwaleero.
Even up to today.
Ensi emaze emyaka mingi.
The world has spent many hours.
Ate zuula nga kufa ky'okwatulwako ebyatta.
Never discovered what type of death happened on us.
Era lwaki mukama waffe Yesu agamba tuzaale omulundi ogwokubiri?
Why does Jesus tell us to get born again?
Kubanga tetwabikulibwa kufa okwo.
For we are not revealed of that death.
Abalala bagamba.
Others say.
Oba bino twandibifunidde nga tusoma enjiri entuufu.
Maybe you now heard this when we started the right gospel.
Naye tetuyinza kuleka kizikiza kino bwe kiti wano wakati.
We have lived this darkness in this where we've reached.
Yesu
yebazibu.
Kubanga bwe twogera ku nsi y'ekizikiza.
When we speak of the world of darkness.
Esibuka wano wennyini.
It springs from right this point.
Wano
tusoma wenyini where we studying in the garden.
Biki bye twafa ebyaddala.
What real death did we die?
Bwoba tobikulidwa kufa okwo ne ntonaba kuva mu nsi.
If you're not revealed of that death, you've not yet got from the world of darkness.
Bwoba okyaliyo mu nsi.
You're still in the world of darkness.
Wanga stand nga takyakkiriza abantu bategeere nti bafa era mirambo.
Therefore no more acceptable to understand they died and they are lived their corpse and dead.
Era abantu betunulira kuba tugenda kulya ku bulamba ne
kulamu. People look themselves, you're going to eat life. They see they are living.
Ekyo kyabakakasiza ddamu libalamu.
That proves them they are living.
Era mufune n'ebiziko nga forever living. Mubeera abalamu ddala ddala.
Those jerrys like forever living or to live forever.
Ekintu ekizibu.
Something very impossible.
Kubanga era ddala omuntu yafa dda.
For man already died.
Omubiri gwe gwamuggibwako ogw'omuguru.
The body of heaven was withdrawn.
N'omubiri gwennyini gwayambadde mubiri gwakufa.
Even the body they are having is a body of death.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus. Naye
omuntu alabira ddala omubiri kyekyo.
But the human being sees the body is that.
Ekizikiza kimugamba.
Darkness tells them no.
Gwe era oli mulamu
tewera. And yourself you are living. Don't you see?
Naye gwe gezo jjeke bwawo jalaba bw'otokota.
Right. to get a wound, you will see how you boil. Don't even waste time on that.
Eat
and don't brush. Wake up the next morning, you will hear.
Or
don't clean your ears. You look through and see.
Kale basaraka bokisika katiri kovisa kwangu tamna na kukatia. Orabe wochuma sawazi.
Okay, let them cut that portion which keeps your filth in you and see how you smell.
So ngo mbiri kwetu ali muguru tegwali ne ebyo.
What we had in heaven didn't have all that.
Kati kufa kidalo kwabao.
What death exactly happened?
Tetukugamye tebya Satani yadira ekizikiza.
Devil brought darkness.
Nachiteka kubi olusuku.
Put it concerned the garden.
Nebi ali mulusuku.
And what happened in the garden?
Akati atawe tulina okulabukira biki ebyabaawo
ennyini. That's where we have to realize what exactly happened there.
Era ne mitawana jitulimu jajja jitya.
Even the troubles we are into came how? You know that you to be in the garden and you're digging, it's a punishment. Did you know washing clothing and dirty, it too is a punishment.
And
the devil proves that is the normal life.
Eating
and going to
toilet,
eating again is a punishment.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
To
prove that you're supposed to be that.
Go to the
toilet, come eat food.
There
is a sickness, is not easy. A sickness called hunger never heals.
And the
one who heals it is God only. He gives you a sample a little. Jesus took him in the desert 40 days and nights. He didn't feel hungry. He was able to stop it.
And
no more eat. But we are living. Angels don't live in heaven. Do they cook there?
Did you
know the punishment we are having?
Darkness
is you have to eat until you get from the body.
And
there's another darkness making you think.
In
heaven you're going to have your big saucepans there. And you'll cook fish from there.
So they to
enter the glory of God is
children.
Darkness can't accept you, understand. In the garden, how did we live there?
Was Eve
looking for Adam there? All that happened on us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember our Lord has said, let the dead go bury their own dead. And he speaks as he says, that the commander says, the day they touched of the tree, they will surely die. But death was like this. Bible says, as they touched the tree, when they accepted to eat of it, and their eyes got opened, and they saw they were naked. What exactly happened on them? Before they were not seeing, and in the garden, how were they moving? Well, if they were not seeing,
the
devil told them when they will eat, they will open their eyes. The problem was we are going to blind eyes.
But
the eyes we had of the angels in our body we
are
given,
they
can even check out the human heart what the person is seeing. You can feel someone before they speak to you. And you've sensed it. And you've heard them what they speak. Even
seeing
you could perceive what they are to do the next steps of theirs. We see those things again. Person who gets born again, they can go back in that world and they can see things. Even to hear them in the shortest time. As you're still thinking them.
Possessed,
you are not possessed, but you are in your body. You don't need the spirit to come to tell you of
God.
He gave you a body fully packed with what is to be used. Just as angels appear.
The
Holy Spirit makes that body complete and gives it to you.
And he
grows it in the word in wisdom.
No,
and you get all the seven eyes within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
devil lied us, we're going to open our eyes. Yet we are going to get blinded. After not understanding what he meant,
yari ategeeza mumugenda okuviirwako omubiri ogubadde gulina amaaso
agalaba
babaweemu omulala
muzibire
ddala amaaso bulungi
kakati
ffe twamaliriza mune tuli mu maaso gamubiri guno
gwetuli
guli omubiri gwe guto gwabulira
awo
katuyingireko mu lubereberye essula eyokusatu
nolwokuna
omusota ne kugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka nammwe mulibanga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi
yabakakasa
mugenda
ozibuka amaaso
bannaekyoka
kubuuza gundi wano
sirabanka
yali alaba
he was saying
kakati ate maaso kige gaali bagenda ozibuka
what eyes were they going to open
ye sitaani mulimba okimanyi
the devil is a liar
era kyovula mukama waffe yesu
that's why the lord jesus
kitaffe bw'abeera mu ye
when the father is within him
ali mu yokaani sula y'omunaana
is in john 8
yagamba nti sitaani okuva ku lubereberye yembusi ate nga mulimba mulungi
therefore from the beginning is a liar and is a murderer
tewali kuzibuka maaso kwe yali ayogeraku kutuufu
no right opening of eyes
yali alimba
he was lying
era kimanyi tugenda ziba amaaso
knew we are going to get blinded
kivula bayibuli emwogerako nti katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi
that's why bible speaks of him that the god of this age blinded the eyes of their minds
yalimba tebyali bituufu mutugenda
zibuaeyes
ekintu kya kigendo tubaku kwe kulaba ebintu
ekifuulan
ekituufu kyebatwali n'okulaba tetwaddamu
kukiraba
yatulimba yatufera ivula bayibuli
yegambaubakolisi
ekyokubiri kumi
n'emu
entiddemu ng'omusata bwe gwalimbalimba
hawemu
bukuusa bwagwo
si
kulwanga amagezi gammwe gaddamu ne gazibibwa
neera
ebintu ebibadde mulaba obulungi ne mubiraba ekifuula
nnenge
katugendeyo okuwulira ekyaliwo kubanga bwoba wakunyonyola ebyolubereberye oyingirako eri n'olaba ki kye baabakola mu bulimba ali akimanya ebintu ebibadde byange ate bigenda tufuukira
bizibu
abantu abadde balaba ebintu mu butuufu
bwabyo nga
tugerabira bakifuula
nne nga
tuyingire mu bakoliisi ekyokubiri tujja kudda mu lubereberye tufaayo
bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula ya kumi n'emu olunya olusooka singa mungumiikiriza mu busirusiru obutono era naye mungumiikirize kubanga mbakwatibwa obuggya bwa Katonda kubanga nabafumbiza bammwe omu ndyoke mbaleeta eri Kristo nga omuwala omulongoofu naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukuusa bwagwo
nkikwajja mu bukuusa tekwali nti tugenda kulaba
gwalimba
bulimi tugenda kulaba kumbe tuziba
maaso
era mu kugibwako omubiri guliyo gwe twali tulina ogulaba ewala
kutemya
kwali nsonga nga tuli mubiri oguno ogw'ennyama
omubiri
gw'okufa
ate
nannyini gw'okufa naye
waali
era malayika w'okufa oyo
yeyatukolera
omubiri ogwo mu bwangu
ddala
gw'anaasobola okuteekamu ebibonyoobonyo ebyali
bimuweereddwa
okulya muntu y'okulwala enjala okuluma
kubanga
ebyo ebitala bye byakozesa era kyobula nti okuwangula okufa olina ozaalibwa ogw'okubiri ne bakuddiza omubiri gw'omukulu kitaffe
gwakuwa
si gwa malayika wakufa kubanga abaana b'abantu batambulira mu mubiri ogw'okufa
kyekibayisa
abaafa edda
bakolinsi
ekyokubiri essula ya kumi n'emu nnyo lwokusatu tinaye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mu bukuusa bwagwo mpozza ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Wali eri mu rubereberye.
They are in Genesis.
Yayonona ebirowoozo byabwe mu kulaba.
Corrupted their mind in seeing.
Ebintu ne babiraba bulala.
And they saw things different.
Ebintu ebibadde ebyangu.
Things which are easy.
Kakala ate ne babikaluubiriza
mu kalubi. And they got to be hardened.
Yabali mambo bagenda kulaba.
Like them they are going to see.
Naye yenyini yali abonona amagezi ebintu babirabe kifuura
ndenge. Was corrupting their mind to see these things different.
Kubanga Bible yagamba mude balaba omuti.
For Bible says and they saw the tree.
Munga gwegombe.
That was nice.
Bulijjo bali bakulaba.
And they saw the tree.
Kiki kye bali balaba ekipya ku gorero.
What new thing they were seeing upon it this time?
Yali amaze okubonona.
He was intended to corrupt them. That's why up to today, people still ask whether God is a woman or a man. That we are created in his image and likeness. Think the real image you are in before is that you are in now. It's the body which was of the angels. It doesn't have a part of a man or a woman. There's even something wrong with this image we're having.
Okay.
The question now comes. Man in his image, in his likeness. Man and woman in the likeness of God. Is God a woman or a man? What is upon us? The truth is, the real image is on the body we lost.
This
we are in effect thing.
This is the body
of death. It we designed this thing, but it's of death. It's not the body God created us with. For
it,
he has no privacy of man or woman. And
we
read as we are like that. Just as you see Christ called the mother of all creation. But doesn't need to be half parts. Even
when
you say the Father is in heaven,
you
shouldn't have those your parts.
Created
man in the image. And the woman, or the image.
Yariya mkozi ngafani ndadala Yesu.
He had made them and they appear just like Jesus. Just as you see angels.
Bizo singano munga inamu ku muscles.
One with muscles.
Mlangate ye muwevu
nyo. And they are fair.
Ngane ibuli omu anyumiruwa munebu afana.
Everyone enjoys how another looks. You're looking nice. The problem we make, the image that we ask him for what it
is.
And the problem
is,
God has two parts on himself.
When it's
Genesis chapter 1, 26:31, he made man in his image and in his likeness, man and woman like that.
If
we ask, my God, you have parts of a man and a woman,
but
it gets corrupted in mind.
They
don't know how they began.
What
great image they were into.
He
was getting corrupted in mind. Mind. Imagine your grandfather died thinking what over this. Thinking whether God is the man or woman, we don't know. But let's worship him. He's up there. You were thinking of it
now.
If you wanted to think of it in some time back, God made us in his image and likeness. When he joined to get a God appearing, how? He has two parts.
I think he has
the breasts of a woman up and the one of a man down.
And
You see the thoughts.
Therefore,
corrupted thoughts.
And the way
you see them different. Others say that I'm waiting for Jesus, he's going to come and marry me. And me, I'm preparing for Jesus, I'm even a virgin, he's going to come marry me. Foolishness the human being is into. But that devil, what the garden thinks to tell us the right thing,
is
filled it with darkness. What a person speaks, they are of mad people.
I think
perhaps God had two parts. You know, nations like that. Now
there
are these who brought the Adam religion. They pray and fellowship naked. And he said, to meet God well, you have to be naked. And even Adam, they were naked.
They were
naked in their first body. But the other body had its clothing. Just as you see angels. The body of death doesn't make clothing of itself. That's when they first saw they are naked. The body of heaven, what concerns you if you've studied it? They put in it a company of clothing. You can take off the feathers and the new ones come. A hen having a company making clothing over itself. But does it manufacture clothing itself? Or a goat or a sheep? Take off the wolf and they come back new ones.
And
then you understand me. Now man, right in garden where darkness came, which is troubling
me,
corrupted the mind very well.
He
doesn't know what happened as they told him he's going to open
eyes.
But the Holy Spirit is the one who says that.
Based
in 2 Corinthians 11. And he says, what happened there? They corrupted you.
There's nothing
you became that you understood.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula ya kumi n'emu olunnya olwokuna. Kuba oyo ajja bw'abuulira Yesu omulala gwe tutaabuulira.
Kubanga Isitaani bwe yajja,
when the devil came,
ate ebiragiro yatuwabira.
He gave us other commands.
Yabuulira Yesu mulala.
He preached another Jesus.
Kutwandiisa ekigambo.
Which would have called the word.
Omwoyo.
And spirit.
Ogwali gulungamya nagwo mulala.
Which was leading was another.
N'enjiri yatukuba njiri nfa.
And the gospel gave us another. In the garden,
he
told us to go to open eyes and to become like God. It's the gospel he told us. And the gospel is moving. You're going to become powerful. The man of God.
Senior pastor.
Inspector General.
Prophet 1.
The gospel is moving up to now. They preached different Jesus and another spirit. And the gospel was another. What happened in the garden? It wasn't opening eyes.
And
it wasn't becoming like God. But it was to totally get corrupted. And to see things different. Let's get back to Genesis. Genesis
3 verse 5.
All this was corrupting us.
There's
no way we could become like God. For we had rejected his words. And what wisdom did we get then?
As it speaks
in Jeremiah
8,
from
verses
8 to 14, he speaks that if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them? If we rejected the words of God, what wisdom did we get at that moment? God to tell us that we become like one of them. Of knowing good from evil. What good did you know of the evil? What did you know? Did you
know accident?
If you still have accident in this world, you can't understand and realize did you become like God? God can foresee an accident that blocks and stops it. Even what will happen in the next 5 minutes, you don't know. What did you become like God?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You became like God. And after you say you are the God of this world, are you the devil? Whoever calls himself a God of this world, it's the devil.
You know
the God of the world. When they tell you are the God of the world, where is it written that a parent is the God in this world? The God of this age, you don't know him. Is it not the devil?
He claims
to be the God over this world.
Given
him, he gives it whoever he wishes.
But you
speak things of much darkness.
You child,
how can you despise the God of this world? Genesis. Genesis 3 verse 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omutinga gwa kwegombebwa okuleta amagezi.
Now they corrupted her.
Mbu bwe yalaba,
that when she saw, bulijjo
yali etagulaba,
all along she was not seeing,
n'alyoka ayingiramu okwegomba.
Then she, desiring, entered her.
Mbungaraba gusubira okuleta amagezi.
She saw that we could bring wisdom.
N'okufuka
Katonda. And reaching to become God.
Luberebere esula ya kusatu onyolo mukaga.
Genesis 3 verse 6.
N'omutinga gwa kwegombebwa okuleta amagezi. N'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya. N'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
Ebyokulya twabitegeera.
Eating, we realized how they ate.
Amaaso gaabwe bombi ne gazibuka. Ne bategeera nga baali bwereere, ne batunga amalagala g'emiti, ne beekolera ebyokwambala.
Owulidde ekyaliwo?
You hear what happened?
Mbu amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka.
That their eyes got opened.
Ne bategeera nga bali bwereere.
And they realized they were naked.
Ne banoonya n'ebyokwambala.
And they thought for clothing and leaves to cover themselves.
Bulijjo baali tebalaba.
All along they were not seeing.
You prove
in the garden they moved while they were blind. Adam is moving with Eve and they are blind. And they are going. That day they opened so they are naked.
What
happened is they shifted and changed us in the twinkling of an eye. Death happened on us. And they unclothed us the body of heaven. And they gave us the body of death.
It's
up now what we have now, the body. You can look to your colleague and you say, what is that you're having? That's what happened there. Everyone began to hide themselves. Eve is running aside. Adam to his side. Where have you gotten that in the chest? What about you down there? Everyone is hiding. It's the body we have now.
That's why
it could not inherit the kingdom of God. Like he explains us, they had to chase us from heaven. It's the body of death.
In
1 Corinthians 15,
15
moves to prove this to say,
Bakolinso kisoka esula ya 15 olunyiriri olwa 5.
First Corinthians 15 from verse 15.
Naye kino kyenjogera abooluganda ng'omubiri n'omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda so n'okuvunda tekusikira butavunda. Laba mbabuulira ekyama, tetuliye baka ffenna naye ffenna tulifuusibwa mangu ago nga kutemya ku kikoowe.
Omanyi ekyaliwo?
You know what happened?
Nanga mbiri n'omusaayi tebisikira yeeri.
I told you flesh and blood never inherits heaven.
Tuvula omuntu baamugoba mu lusuku.
That's why man was just from the garden.
Olw'omubiri n'omusaayi bye yali ayingidde.
For the flesh and blood that entered in.
Ogwo gwe bayita omubiri gw'okufa.
That they called the body of death.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kyaviirako obutonde bonna.
That caused all creation.
Ne babukyusa omubiri.
And they changed their bodies.
Obuli wansi w'enjuba
wano. Which are under the sun.
Naddala obuli ku planet.
Mostly on the planet.
Nabo ne babuwa omubiri gwakufa.
And they were given the body of death.
Naye ku lwaffe ffe.
For our sake as human beings.
Naye bagambye ekyama ekyaliwo.
The sacred which happened.
Nti ekiribaawo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe nga ajja okunona abatukuvu be.
The Lord will come for his saints.
Nti nga mukutemya kwa liiso
bw'oti. But in the twinkle of an eye.
Walibaawo okukyusibwa.
There will be a change of body.
Guno omubiri okufa.
The perishable body.
Olibaddamu kugulaba.
You will never see it.
Kati ekizibu ekyaliwo mu lusuku.
The problem in the garden.
Olwamala okubanga Adamu akkiriza kulye.
After Adam accepted to eat.
Olwatemya bati.
As they twinkled the eye like this. Things are changed. It was like a twinkle of an eye, and a body had vanished in another body, and it died, it's vanished.
That
is after they accepted.
Now akoku adabu ati,
and they gave Adam eyes open.
Not
that they
could
open. You know, when you see the small lights,
okay, not
as a twinkle like this, something different.
Okay, no,
as you close and open, another appearance is on you. My God. What has happened on us?
They first
even realize they have died. Things has changed. It's the body of death, my friends.
Era tebamanya kiki baddewo.
I didn't realize what had happened.
Tetwakibikulirwa.
Get revealed of that.
Bwe nafe tusoma okulaba nti amaaso ne gazibuka.
Even when we reach ourselves, we see eyes we are open.
Naye bakolisi ekisooka 15.
First Corinthians 15.
Atanu paka atanu musa.
50 to 53.
Esobola okubuulira ekyaliwo.
What can explain what happened there?
Nti mukutemya kwali so ayibagenda okulya bati.
Kumpa naye as they twinkled like this.
Katonda yayisaawo omanyi malayika okufa bwe yajja ng'abambaza omubiri.
When he closed the body,
empewo yajja pyu.
The wind flashed to them and it twinkled like this.
Ogenda zibula.
As they opened again, what is wrong?
Ndiyo Bible egamba nti ne bazibuka.
That's why Bible says, and their eyes opened.
Gaali kazibye bwe gaali.
Where the eyes blind before,
nti ne bazibuka olwo.
That they opened.
Baali nga balaba naye waliwo empewo yayita waawo.
But there's wind with patches.
Ne babanga abagira bati.
And I think they were blinking.
Genda okuddamu.
As they opened the eyes.
Kubanga yagamba Adam.
For he told Adam.
Nti kufa olwedde waali wano.
That death is already here.
Gwe w'okukwatirako ojja kumulaba.
If you touch the tree, you'll see of him.
Bwoli kwatako alinga yali amugamba kufatali kulemwa.
Death will not fail on you.
Yava amugamba tolire makufa.
That's why I told you, you surely die.
Yali walinga.
He was right close.
Malaika w'okufa.
The angel of death.
Ogeza n'okukwatako jala bagenda okukufa.
Touch the tree, you see what I'll do to you.
Yamukyusizawo.
Change him in a twinkle of an eye.
Agenda okuddamu okutunulako.
As he looked again.
Buli omu yalina okwenoonya bwe yeegenda.
Everyone had to look a way to hide.
Kubanga ebitundu ebyali bamaze ebitundutundu
eby'omubiri ebitategeerekeka. Which had appeared on them they never understood.
Bulijjo tumaze emyaka mingi mu lusuku.
Spent many years in the garden.
Baamala emyaka 412 tebalabanga ku kigambo ekyo.
2000 years they had never seen those parts on themselves.
Baamala emyaka 412 mu lusuku.
Spent 420. 420 years.
Nga tebalabangako nti omuntu abeera obwereere.
They had never seen someone being naked.
Ebyo oyinza okubuuza oba byaba emyaka 412 kituufu kweri?
4,200.
42,000.
42? 42,000 years. How do we count them? We had our Father in one spirit. Ever since they created all creation. But we saw ourselves getting the Father over people with flesh. Right from beginning, Adam, when he was just from the garden. Genesis chapter 5. And it says the father of people with flesh, even if the mother is their mother. It began from there. And we go from the kingdom of the one born as children of God. If you want to count from Adam
to
reaching Abraham, they change the father. Take us from the lineage of Adam, create the one of the shadow of the spirit of faith,
Ibrahim.
That is Abraham.
And they say,
let him be father over nations,
ne Eva, be
and Eve to be the mother.
Wabura.
But
from Adam Ibrahim,
from Abraham
ku Yesu,
to reaching Jesus, how many years are there?
Go
read Matthew chapter 1. There are 42,000 years. They shifted us back to the Father in heaven. And the mother came back, gave birth to us the second time. All the births were always happening after 42,000 years. Before we are shifted Adam to become the father, there were 42,000 years
they
spent in the garden before sinning. That's what Adam explains. He was living before the command happened.
He spent
many years when he was living.
He said,
I spent a long time living without a command. Command was given when sin was about to come. 40,000 years had passed. The laws came when? After how many years? No, Israel spent 430 years in Egypt. And they had no laws and they came. Even the others spent 40 years before he got the command. The command came when they were remaining only 2,000 years for his falling. Let's look at that tomorrow. God bless.
Amen.
God bless. We've stolen the tests of the garden. Me, the question I'm having on the first body, we see that the first body was an image of God. The question on that image around our chest and the parts of the what we have in the stomach, the kidney and the liver, even the other body, they are very powerful. You give an angel, eats a chicken, it comes from the toilet, he burns it and it vanishes in him. They are very powerful. The other way to discover, we are in the body of death and God is not
of
death. He has not body of death. If you are made in his image, it did give us the body of death.
It
gave us
a
body to live throughout. He alone put a limit. If you do this, you'll die. But he has authority to destroy the body and the spirit.
So the beginning,
he didn't give us a body of
death
when he made us in his real image.
2,000 years
we are in the garden. But 2,000 years is too much. That's even when they have just been put in the
place,
still at high level of life. They lived 900 years.
969
years.
Still
some life in that
body.
After we see Genesis 6, he reduced the years.
He told
death, increase your power work in that body.
At least
begin to kill one part.
The bones
reduce the life from them.
Even
the ears and the eyes. And they begin to struggle for sight. I cannot see. It reduced life in different parts. Death in every generation.
Keep
reducing power of human life.
And
totally becomes the body of death. Praise Jesus. We've seen in the garden we had no private parts. And the woman was made from the man. Now the angel saw them separated, them basing on what? This is a woman, this is a man. I tell you how they made their bodies. What proved that this is the father? He has those muscles. He's a macho.
They
didn't separate us basing on the parts. Appearance, stature.
Nayinge chukura chonna kyasigala bakimu kyecho.
Appearance remained everything that.
Tewete diba malaika bakazi babera na mabere.
No angels who are women we have in breasts.
Bwabaga bantu twalinga ba malaika
tunakubanga ba malaika. We were like angels, we are like angels. Think of that.
Winyo singana malaika ina muscles.
Find an angel with muscles.
No singana ulingo
rusuloro kawo. Find another with fire speed. Everyone is just complex.
Atenga buli omu yenyumiriza mu munno kufana na bwati.
Delights and rejoices in another looking like that.
Tunatero soma ku bibinja bya malaika ojja kubala.
Groups of angels, you see them.
Waliyo ba malaika bonga tebalina muscles.
Angels that they have no muscles. They're not like Michael.
Gabriel,
message, they have muscles.
Again, I said, Rajita,
they are not going to carry a sword now.
Wanji.
The body from heaven, does it have blood? It's blood.
We
get 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. We get 2 and we get 1. We remain with 1. For the blood and the spirit and the water that
we
take away the 2 and remain with the spirit is the blood of the body.
He
is the one who does everything which would have been blood in the body of heaven.
And
we gave first the weakest of the three.
clap
for real.
Mugazi muzibu.
Blood has little life in it. Water has much life in it. But the spirit is life himself. God bless you.